they're mingling.
It's true. I went to school in D.C., and that was the first time I left New York, and I realized how segregated that city was. And in New York, people are forced to interact with each other just because it's a walking city.
Yeah.
And so you got to take the train. I mean, you're crazy to try to drive cross town. It'll take you longer to go cross town than it will to let go to another state. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you're forced to mingle and see. And it is a universe crammed into one. It is kind of unique that way, where you kind of actually meet a Peruvian person, or like someone who's half from Bolivia, half Peru. You go to other places, it's like Mexicans, you know. New York, it's like you learn about countries you didn't even know was existed. Yeah. You're like, you're from Uganda? All right, that's a country. All right.
And you can go to Chinatown and you might as well be in Asia. You will get legit Chinese food at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They got a fish tank. They'll scoop the fish out and kill it in front of you.
Yeah.
Cook, I mean, it's as fresh as it can be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing place when it's at its best. My worry is that it's not going to